All right, let's face it. These teasers I do are basically just short ads that are hardly worth your time. But now I'm going to add insult to injury by actually tacking another ad onto this ad, because the news that the show has built a Greek audience has got some local tourism folks really fired up, and I'm feeling like I need to cash in on that. So listen up, Adonis. You and Athena should definitely book a Yukon mountain bike vacation for next summer. There's a sweet deal on a super roomy two-story Airbnb on Donjek Road, with separate bedrooms for little Nico and little Theo. It's super close to many of the Riverdale trails you've been hearing and dreaming about for the last couple weeks. This package even includes free use of a car. I'm pretty sure it's like a brand new RAV4 plug-in hybrid kind of thing. Very nice. You can probably use their bikes as well, and I bet they're also top of the line. Enter discount code W1ZEUP at talkingmouse.com/neverplayleapfrog with a Greek to book your once-in-a-lifetime Yukon mountain bike vacation. And just a heads up, Limeys and Aussies, we're coming for you next. This message was brought to you by the Grey Mountain Mountain Bike Tourism Association.
From Talking Mouths.
I am the unfortunate or fortunate recipient of one of the more spectacular crashes that have happened while mountain biking naked. I was sprinting to the finish on sand in front of 100 to 200 of my closest friends. And I think I clipped the side with my handlebars because I was trying to get one of my teammates, Jonathan Kerr, out naked. And I was desperate to do it because he was so desperately didn't want to do it. And then I wiped out and just smeared myself over all over the sand, wearing a camelback, a helmet, gloves, and shoes and socks.
That was Thane Phillips recounting his legendary wipeout during a naked lap at the 24 Hours of Light more than 20 years ago.
Is it an urban legend that your wiener got caught up in the...
There was no damage done, so I can proudly say that I'm still intact, if that's the right word.
It happened around the same time that Thane and his super mysterious accomplice were secretly constructing Bouncing Bunny within the Mount Mac ski trails. I never worked on that trail, so I can't say with any certainty that Thane's enthusiasm for biking-related nudity extended from racing to trail building. But it does make you wonder. And who knows, it might even explain why Thane's building partner remains so reluctant to discuss his involvement in the build. Trauma will do that to a person. Come to think of it, maybe the trail name actually began as a pet name for Thane's schlong. Stay tuned for the oral history of Thane Phillips' Bouncing Bunny, coming soon.